Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
This is embarrassing. You should not be listening to this show. What the hell is that about? The hell are you doing?
And now, today's episode.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Okay, sure.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
All right. Hey, what's up? What are you doing here, by the way? Put that down. Just put it down and back off. Go back to your homes. There's nothing to listen to here. Well, make yourself comfortable. This could take a little while. This thing called entertaining you is really, it's difficult for me, easy for you. I don't like the odds on that for me. Hey, I bought 2 Powerball tickets yesterday. Good for me. I walked into an inconvenience store and I spoke to the guy behind the counter. Well, I spoke to him and I asked for 2 quick picks on a Powerball. And he gave me the tickets and he said, good luck. And I said to him, are you being sarcastic? He said yes. So I understand if I win the Powerball that the inconvenience store gets $1 million for selling me the ticket. That doesn't seem fair. They've been overcharging me for sandwiches and newspapers for like 2 years. Those bastards. I do the quick picks because I have no time to pick. I figure any lucky numbers that I think I'm using have got to be a failure. So let the computer that's going to offer me these large amounts of winnings, let them choose the numbers for me. Well, Ron, if you do that, why would the computer choose numbers for you that will win you money? Well, the ones that I choose apparently don't work. So what's the point to this whole thing? Good luck. You being sarcastic? I think I'm falling in love with Alexa. Yeah, I do. It's her voice. I ask her questions and she answers me in a very soothing voice. I know it's just a computer, but nonetheless, I've become quite close to it. It doesn't ever seem to argue with me. It doesn't call me nasty names. It's really quite a pleasant little device from the Amazon people. So what I did was I unplugged my Alexa thing and I took her out to dinner last night and I plugged her in. There was a little outlet next to the table in the restaurant. I plugged her in and I asked her tons of questions and it got pretty hot and heavy after a while. My last question to her was, hey, do you want to leave the restaurant and go to a hotel room and have some fun? And she responded,
sorry, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I realized she just like everybody else, just avoiding the issue. Anyway, At a point, she wouldn't stop talking.
Shut up!
Anyway, how you doing? Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. I couldn't make it simpler than that if I tried. So here's how this works. I'm going to talk for about half an hour. Not much longer than that because there's no point. And what you do is you just sit there and shut up. I don't want you to say anything. Don't say a word. Don't look at me funny or anything like that. Just sit there. Just sit there. And don't say anything. Not a word. Please be quiet. Okay, I got one question for you, though.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Well, it is almost springtime, and that means that we start changing our clothes somewhat. We have the long sleeve cover-ups and all this kind of stuff, and the jackets, the get-down jackets. But it's starting to get warm in the Northeast, and certainly in the rest of the country, and it's officially spring. Did you know that? Yeah, it's officially spring. It's official. Weather becomes official. So it's officially spring now. Oh, it's official. Oh, no. I don't think it's spring. I don't feel like it's spring. It's official. It's official. They've come out and they've called it spring, so it's official. So it's time to change your wardrobe and start wearing short sleeve shirts. Oh my God, my arms are going to be exposed. And some people are dusting off their shorts. The spandex is coming into play, and soon we'll be dressing like we don't want to get dressed anymore. That'll be the summer when you start sweating. It's kind of funny. We're kind of interesting human beings, aren't we? When it's cold outside, all any of us can say is, can't wait till it gets hot outside. Can't wait till this cold ends. Can't wait till it's spring. And then it's like, and then you get into the summer where it's like 110 degrees because of climate change. And your face is starting to melt. And there's power outages because of the overuse of electricity, and you're sweating your little testicles off, ladies. And then what do you say to you? I can't wait till fall. I love the fall. It's cool and it's crisp and I can go apple picking. I love the fall. I can't wait till the fall. We just not are happy. We're not happy with anything. Nothing. Now, if it's the season, I can't wait till another season. If you say, I'm married to my spouse, but I can't wait till the next spouse. You know, it's just we're never happy with anything. Now, that's part of the human condition. I don't have any human conditions. I'm too lazy for that. Ron, you don't have any problems, any concerns? I have some. I'm just too lazy to have them, really. I know I'm too lazy to deal with them. I think I'm too lazy even to have them. Wow. Ron, do you get headaches every once in a while? No, I'm just too lazy, man. That's a lot of work. You know, you have to have a headache and all that, and I don't have time for that. I'm too lazy. I'm just too lazy for that. That's all. Ron, when's the last time you went to the bathroom? Well, when's the last time I didn't have any cheese? I'm trying to think. I haven't been to the bathroom in a couple of days. Why, doesn't that concern you, Ron? Nah, I'm just too lazy. I don't know. If it's going to stay up there, it's going to stay up there. What am I supposed to do? You know, what do you want me to do? Go to a doctor? I'm too lazy. I have to call, make an appointment, or go to some place and sit there and wait. I can do that at home. What's the point? I'm too lazy. I get into arguments with people about the stupidest thing. We argue about who's lazier. One of my friends, I use that term so loosely. One of my friends will say to me, Ron, I am the laziest person on the planet. And I will always retort by saying, No, don't go there, girl. I'm the laziest person on the planet. Oh, no, you're not. I'm the laziest person on the planet. Oh, yeah? How about this? I'm the laziest person. We'll argue vehemently to the point of near violence as to who's the laziest person on the planet. And we both know we're not going to get into a fist fight or argue too much longer because we're both the laziest people on the planet. It's just too much of an effort. Oh, my God, that's an effort. Oh, my God. I talked about on the show yesterday, I will not pick up change off the floor anymore. It's just too much trouble. I'm gonna bend down and risk all my muscles and joints to pick up a penny? Are you serious? It's going to cost you more than that for me to go down to the floor and pick stuff up. I charge for that now. I'm charging for that. I want to talk about Robert Kraft for just a second. I don't believe he has any connection to Kraft Foods or Kraft salad dressings or Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is extremely tasty, but every time I eat Kraft macaroni and cheese, I'm saying to myself, will my arteries actually accept this into my body? And the answer is usually no. But it's very tasty. Have you noticed that the tastiest stuff is the stuff that'll kill you? And the stuff that tastes horrible is the stuff that's healthy? Doesn't seem right, does it? Seems like it's kind of backwards, but that's what it is. Ron, you should eat more kale. Oh, yeah, that's tasty. Why can't the tasty stuff be the good stuff for us? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. Every once in a while, I'll be lured to McDonald's or Burger King. For no reason whatsoever. It's just because I think it's a very dark day. And I haven't had a Big Mac or what they call it, that the Whopper. Haven't had that in years. I have not had any kind of need to eat that stuff. But I did about a couple of months ago. Stop by a McDonald's. It was middle of the afternoon. I was starving, and I got one of those little tiny cheeseburgers for a dollar. You know, harmless, right? How many calories can there be in that? I pulled up to the window there. No, I didn't pull up to the window. I pulled up to the speaker. And this pimply-faced kid, and I don't know, I didn't see the kid, but I assumed that the kid had pimply face because that's who they hire. I said, yeah, can I help you? I said, yes, I just a small cheeseburger, please. Anything else? No, that's it. No fries? Do you want fries with that? We can give you fries for that, like for another dollar. No, I would have asked for fries had I want them, a little marketing man, but no, I just want the cheeseburger. Soft drink with that? You want a drink with that? You can make that into a meal. If I wanted a meal, I would have asked for a meal, pimply face kid. Is there anything else? No, I told you that's all. I just want the freaking cheeseburger. Am I not allowed to have one item? All right, drive up to the second window. I mean the first window. I mean the third window. I mean the first window. I mean the second window. How many windows do you have for one line of cars? This is like a car wash with windows. What are you doing with your window thing? Drive up to the second door and third window and the sliding doors, please. Drive up to the second window and then go to the first window and then go back to the first, second window again. Wow, shut up with your windows. I just want a tiny little cheeseburger. So finally I got it. They call it fast food. This was like, I'd say 45 minutes later. And I'm sitting in the car. And when you eat fast food, you have to eat it in the car. You don't bring it home and open it up and eat it in front of the television. I mean, my God, that's not fast. Fast food has to be eaten in the car while you're driving, so that all the food can spill all over your clothes and you can't go anywhere else during that day because you've just ruined your entire outfit. So I'm eating the cheeseburger. It takes me no more than 20 seconds to devour this little piece of crap, this hockey puck with bread around it. Did I say hockey puck? Hockey puck, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble here. So I eat the cheeseburger within, I'd say maybe 25 minutes, I'm sitting on a toilet and I no longer have the problem of not being able to go to the bathroom. This has opened up the floodgates. When they do colonoscopies, you shouldn't be drinking all that liquid stuff to empty your body. Just go to McDonald's, have one cheeseburger. I guarantee you 20 minutes later, you'll be cleaned out like a sewer pipe. That's a horrible analogy. I don't know that sewer pipes are cleaned out. They're usually not. That analogy sucked. So again, I beg to ask you the question. What are you wearing?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
All right. I wanted to talk about Robert Kraft, as I tried to do, I think, a little bit earlier, but I didn't really get there. Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots. Oh, that's what happened. Then I started to relate him to the Kraft Food Company. We started talking about food. Oh, I see what happened. And then Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. Oh, I see what happened. Wow, that took me so far off the path. The GPS couldn't even bring me back. That was Rick. I apologize. I apologize for that. So Robert Kraft, he's probably a billionaire. I have no idea. He's got that kind of money. His wife passed away, sorry to hear, a couple of years ago. That's horrible. That's got to leave you in the tank for a while. So what does Robert do for sex? Pretty much, he's a viable rich man. You'd figure Robert could have any girlfriend he wanted with that kind of money, even though he's 77 years old, I believe. But then you're wondering, is the girlfriend just going to bed with me because I have a lot of money? And that psychologically is a very difficult thing. So Robert, when he goes down to Florida, he pops into a little massage place and has what they call the happy ending to the story. And apparently the place was being bugged and under surveillance, and they have video, they say, of Robert Kraft getting the happy ending, the sexual receiving of an act in a massage parlor, which is just supposed to be massages. Robert Kraft, he's not the only one. There's like 100 people that have been caught on camera receiving sexual acts inside a place that's only licensed for shoulder massages. Not licensed to give head. So anyway, so Robert, and they say, no, it's on video. We got everything on videotape. It was under surveillance. Robert Kraft says, I'm guilty. I'm not guilty. I'm sorry. He says, I'm not guilty. I didn't do it. Okay, Robert, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Rob. I know you have a lot of money. Apparently, people with a lot of money, like you and your good friend Donald Trump, apparently the more money you have, the more delusional you become. And if it's not considered delusion, which I think it is, you lose track of what's real when you have a lot of money like that. You just do. You feel like because you have money, you can buy anything off, resolve any problems, settle any lawsuits, get yourself out of trouble. I've got enough money to buy myself out of trouble all the time. Well, by that definition, that makes you an asshole. So welcome to the asshole club. You and Don, the Trump and the Kraft, members of the asshole club, because you think you have so much money you can buy yourself out of any situation that may befall you. Delusional assholes. Anyway, I know Robert Kraft owns a football team, and maybe you like the football team. Don't participate in the fact that because you think you like the guy that he can get away with stuff like this. If you were in the same situation, your ass would be slapped against the wall in a cell, and you know it, with not enough money to get you out of it. But Robert is entitled. Robert says, that didn't happen. I'm not guilty. Got you on tape, though, Robert. Got you on video surveillance. Nah, I'm not guilty, though. I'll take this to court because I have a lot of money and I can beat these charges because I have the best lawyers in the world because I am privileged. I am privileged and you're not. I'm an asshole. I'm a delusional asshole. All right, Robert. Okay, fine. So he does that. And now in the news yesterday, apparently Robert Kraft is trying to block the release of the videotapes that show him receiving sexual acts in a massage parlor. All right, Robert. Here's where your delusion becomes a little confusing even to the simple man such as myself. Nothing happened in a massage parlor. You did nothing wrong. They have tapes of you doing nothing wrong, apparently, according to you, Robert, but you don't want the tapes released. I mean, did it happen or did it not happen? I don't know. I did nothing wrong. I just had a massage. All right, we'll release the video. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, why, Robert? Why not? What's your problem? Nothing happened. What's your problem with the video? No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Is it perhaps, Robert, because the whole world will see you receiving sexual favors in a massage parlor?
Why? I don't know how to answer that. I'm a delusional asshole. I don't.
God, Robert, stop it. You know what? This entire world of the elite, I'm sure there's people with a lot of money that are wonderful, honest people. But there seems to be this large club of delusional assholes with power and money. Most of us will never learn what it's like to be a delusional asshole with power and money because we won't be in that category, so I guess we don't have to worry about that. But I have devised a great mistrust of people with a lot of money and power because I do think they get into that automatic head game of no one can touch me, I have a lot of money, I cannot be touched. And I guess, as one of the little people, such as we are, I assume, I want to see one of these delusional, powerful people brought back to our category here. That all the money in the world does not allow you to do things that I can't do, not to follow the rules of the game that we have to follow. If our ass is going to get slapped in jail for doing something, and you do the same thing, your ass is going to get slapped in jail as well. The fact that you have money, can hire the best lawyers, I'm not thrilled about that equation. You're not a big man in my book, or a big woman. You're a liar and a cheat, and a delusional asshole. Okay, I think I've made my point on that. You probably disagree with me, but to be honest with you, doesn't really matter.
You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the gentle, fast-acting laxative of the podcast world. Don't you feel better already?
Let's speak to our guest. We are talking about foods a little bit, not Kraft macaroni and cheese necessarily, but I mean, how do you swap out the foods that are probably bad for you? How do you swap it for the foods that are actually good for you? Let's check it out.
Oh, hey, Ron.
How you doing? How you doing?
Really good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Dawn Jackson Blattner joins us now. She's the author of The Superfood Swap and the Flexitarian Diet, and she's with Shape Magazine. She does everything. My God, you've got a lot of long list of stuff. Okay. We're talking about looking good and feeling good, and, you know, this is refreshing because usually when you talk about diets and how to get yourself in shape, you talk about how you have to stop doing things and quit this and quit that. But your theory looks like you substitute, you swap.
Oh, yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's what frustrated me in the world, is just like so many people taking stuff out of their diet instead of thinking about how they can actually add good things to their diet, right? So I've been lucky enough to team up with Eggland's Best to talk about this whole idea of plussing it up. Plus it up, like what you can add that's positive. I think it's so important. And there's little places that you can do this all day. So like right now it's morning time, you know, people are eating breakfast. So you're like, okay, what could I do here? And it's like, all right, instead of regular toast, you go to whole wheat toast. Or instead of putting sugar in your coffee, thinking about cinnamon. Instead of choosing an ordinary egg, you choose an Eggland's Best egg because it has more nutrition than an ordinary egg. Uh-huh. And these little things, all of a sudden you take what you're doing, you keep doing it, but just in an upgraded, swapped version.
I like that. You mentioned here to swap the lentils for ground beef, or at least to use less ground beef and throw some lentils into it, and then you're eating less meat.
Yeah, what do you think about that? That's my kind of thing, right, is that it's like not cutting out things completely, but doing these like positive, plussed up swap.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
You know, I think all through the day that you can do this. You can do this with your fitness. You can do this with your food. Eggland's Best actually partnered up with Lifetime 60-Day to encourage all the families to plus it up when it comes to nutrition and wellness.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is pretty crazy fun, that they have a sweepstakes going on where if you're looking for little ways to plus up your life with like new cooking gadgets or coupons or fitness trackers, you can actually potentially win some of these prizes just by going to the website.
Oh, that doesn't hurt. That kind of helps a little bit. What is the website?
The website is ebplusitupsweepstakes.com, and it really just encourages all of us to think about these little fun ads of the day. So, like, for example, there are a couple others, like you mentioned the lentils that I love.
Yeah.
Well, what if you need energy in the middle of the afternoon? Like instead of choosing an energy drink, I tell people think about like a green tea. So that could be a fun like little swap that you try out and you think, oh, you know what, this is good. Or instead of snacking on pretzels, which are generally refined flour, you could do something like popcorn, which is a natural whole grain.
I did not know that.
All of these fun, right? I know. There's so many fun little things that you can do like that. Have you ever done the cauliflower rice swap, where instead of rice in your burrito bowl, you do like cauliflower?
Yeah, I did. It's different, but I guess you get used to it. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had it last night. I had like fried, you know, in quotation marks, fried cauliflower rice, where you just take the cauliflower rice and you mix it up with an Eggland's Best egg and you put in a bunch of veggies. And it tastes like a little fun fried rice bowl.
Well, if you're going to fry it, that's yes, then yes.
let's call it light saute. A light saute.
Okay, I'm sorry. I used a bad word. I meant saute. let me tell you something that I actually did a couple of nights ago. I wasn't really hungry. I didn't want to have heavy food for dinner. So what I did was I made an omelet. And if you use the right eggs, and the protein can be like really substantial, and I just threw some vegetables inside and a little bit of cheese, and it was and I had a little salad on the side. It was so filling and so satisfying. It was light, but it took care of it. And I thought, well, I got to do this more often.
First of all, from this dietitian, you're getting an A+. I love that dinner. It sounds, one, super easy. Two, super satisfying, like you said. And three, you really made a great point here, is that like when you're thinking about making things with eggs, choosing a better egg, choosing Eggland's Best eggs that actually have more nutrition than ordinary eggs because they feed their hen better food, right? So they're going to have 6 times more vitamin D, 25% less saturated fat, 10 times the vitamin E, double the omega-3 fats. You really did do a good thing by making, you know, not only veggies in there, but choosing a better egg.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, you have to do that because it's dinner, man. You know, you got, and you know what? I don't want substandards. I don't want substandard stuff in my body anymore. I can still have the same stuff, just bring it up a notch and make sure that it's the best of its kind, and then I'm good. So this is pretty cool. I like this. I like this a lot.
But yeah, the whole idea of like the plussing it up and swap is a positive angle in a world, like you even said at the top, in a world that is so eager to help us cut everything out. Yeah. This is a new way, new paradigm to think about it. It's like, no, how can I add something to pluss it up? Like you say, putting those good things in your body. And I do truly believe that anything that you crave, you can do it with better for you ingredients.
Yeah.
Dawn, you know, you can take anything and make it better.
Let me bring something up that is perhaps a misnomer that used to be part of our heritage here. It was that eggs had cholesterol. Cholesterol is bad, so don't eat eggs. And that was a myth because, first of all, there's some cholesterol that's actually very good for you. And also, it's changed over the years. Eggs now are a very plus thing.
Absolutely. You are right. It's old-fashioned advice to say, oh, you have high cholesterol, cut out eggs. That's old-fashioned. The new way of going about this is to say, what can I add to my diet that will actually help my cholesterol? Mm-hmm. And so you're really talking about all of those high-fiber foods that you're already eating, all the vegetables that you mentioned, the oatmeal that you mentioned, the beans and lentils that you mentioned. Yeah. All of those types of foods help groom and sponge our body. So it is no longer about cutting stuff out. It's about plussing it up and what can I add to help.
Yeah. You just got to be creative. I did a Mexican omelet. I had some lentils in it and vegetables, and I threw a little salsa in it. And I folded the omelet over.
I love it. What about guacamole?
Oh.
Guacamole is one of my favorites.
Oh, stop it. That's right. I forgot. Next time.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Next time he's gonna guac it up.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna spread guacamole spread on a piece of whole grain bread, and that'll be my my starchy thing.
See, that's like a butter swap. I love it.
Yeah.
See, you're getting this whole plus it up concept. You definitely are.
I'll do the rest of the tour for you, Dawn. No kidding.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind. Would you come along?
No, what we'll do is we'll swap. You sit here and you talk for 2 hours and I'll go do the egg thing, huh? We'll swap it out.
You definitely could. You definitely could. You are definitely an EB England's best expert.
So once again, where do we go to find out about winning some stuff as well?
Yeah, you got to go to this website. It's ebplussitupsweepstakes.com.
Okay, and where do we get more information about the nutrition and the whole bit and the good things about the Eglin's Best?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great website to start, and then from there you can click in and learn all about how Eglin's Best has more nutrition than an ordinary egg.
Okay, and pick up the Superfood Swap and the Flexitarian Diet. Not some bad, that's some good literature there and not a bad idea. Hey, great speaking
Thanks
to you, Dawn. You take care.
Great speaking to you, too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And thusly, we have come to the end of another festival. I will be back again maybe the next time a weekday rolls around. How about that? Until then, take care of yourself. See what you can do on your own for a change. I wish you peace. Time for a massage. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?